Here with Warriors alumni and former captain Kyle Marino here. And Kyle, big thank you for joining us here. And first off, how has your time at Alaska Fairbanks been? I know it hasn't been very long, but still in an early start to your season and getting back into college hockey after missing out on last year.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Trev. Yeah, it's been fun. It's definitely fun to get back in the game. You don't realize how much you miss it until you take a full year off. So definitely happy to get back and had a pretty good start here.
What's the start to your year been like? Obviously, it's a little bit of a different flow. Obviously, you're playing against much older players than you were through junior hockey. But did practicing with Alaska last year kind of help you out a little bit in regards of what you can expect in college hockey this year?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you know, I had a lot of good guys last year to look up to, the older guys that, you know, helped me get through that year, because it was tough sitting out and watching your team play every weekend. You can't go battle with them. So it was definitely frustrating. But, you know, I just tried to get better, stronger, quicker, obviously. And, you know, it's kind of paid off this year, I think. You know, I've kind of found my game a little bit here at this level and what I need to do to stay in the lineup and help my team win. So, you know, it's definitely been fun, and I'm just happy to be back playing.
On your team this year, there's lots of BCHL players on there, but one of them is a familiar face and a familiar name to Warriors fans, Kyler Hope. I know you and him are best buds. You know, you room together as well. So what's that experience been like for you this year, having a guy that you can kind of rely on a little bit, a guy who played last year and is kind of finding his groove this year in college hockey?
Yeah, absolutely. Hope is a big person for me in my life last year, you know, helping me get through all that stuff. He was definitely by my side that whole time. And, you know, he was very encouraging, and he's just a best friend. He's a guy that, you know, you love to have and be with every day. Obviously, he's a massive part of our team up here, as he was in West Kelowna. He's just a good friend, good person. Can't say enough good things about him.
On your team this year, there's a lot of BCHL flavor as well, with some coming up through the ranks through this year. They're still playing junior hockey, but Steven Jandrick, a notable name that's up there from the Vernon Vipers last year. So has it helped you out in that regard as well, playing with some of the guys that, even though I know you didn't play a whole lot with Jandrick, or even like a Max Newton who came from Couch and spent some time in Trail as well, but it must be nice to have some familiarity with those guys that you have played out west with before.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, you're not teammates back in junior, but, you know, as soon as you get together and you're on the same team, it's just kind of like a mutual respect, and it's just like you have a connection with those guys and stuff that went on the league. You can talk about and kind of look back and laugh at and stuff like that. So, you know, both Jenny and Newts, great players. We're lucky to have those two, and they're definitely a big part of our team this year as freshmen.
A big weekend upcoming for you guys this weekend, and I know that it's one that you may have circled on your calendar. A couple former of faces that you will be going up against, Brian Basilico and Tyler Anderson, Lake Superior State. The Lakers, you guys are heading there later this week, so what's that experience going to be like for you, playing against some guys that you were on that RBC Cup team with?
Yeah, absolutely. Those two guys were definitely special guys as well. Two of my best friends from that team, and two great teammates. I know everyone liked those guys and looked up to those guys. You know, they're doing well with their college programs as well, and it's definitely fun to get to go against them now. I'm sure there'll be a little bit of banter and chirping going on, but, you know, it's always fun when you get to see old buddies from that team.
Do you kind of look forward to these weekends that you have against some of these guys you used to play against? Obviously, there's been so many players that have come out of the West Kelowna program. You were with the program for a while, so do you form a bond with these guys, and then you kind of can see them come up on the college hockey schedule and get excited to play those games?
Yeah, absolutely. I think right at the start of the year, obviously Lake State being in their division, so you know you're going to play them every year, but you know, when you get an out of conference division game that, you know, you don't get to see a guy on that team, it's definitely fun. You get a text message right away. A little chirping goes on, and you know, it's definitely good to hook up with them when you get into town, go for a coffee or something. So yeah, it's always great to see those guys, and it was a special team with a bunch of guys that I'll be friends with for the rest of my life for sure.
I wanted to ask you, what's the travel like when it comes to college hockey? I know it's a lot different than it is through junior hockey. Obviously, being in Alaska, it's going to be even more different than, say, if you were anywhere else in the country. So, what's the travel been like in trying to adjust to that different lifestyle?
Yeah, it's definitely different. You're not on the bus as much, which is a positive, but you are on the plane, and especially, being in Alaska, it's definitely a commitment, and it's a hectic travel schedule, but we get taken care of, unbelievably here. We leave on a Tuesday, arrive where we're playing on a Wednesday, skate, get into the hotel, get your homework done, and then you're playing the weekend and traveling all Sunday. So it's definitely a commitment on the road, but it's fun. You get to be with the guys, and you get to bond more than a lot of teams get to. So you can look at it pros and cons, but I wouldn't trade those flights or those memories with those guys for anything.
What's it been like for you to balance school and hockey over the course of this year? I know it's something that you didn't have to worry about in junior hockey while you were in West Kelowna, and now it's something that's kind of crept up on. Is it hard when you're out of school for so long to get back in the mix again?
Yeah, kind of. Teachers are really helpful here too. They know you're a student athlete, and as long as you stay on top of things and you're proactive, getting your homework done, there's really should be no problems. They help you out a lot here, so there's really nothing to worry about.
Wanted to ask you about this year's version of the Warriors, obviously one that you know well, your brother captaining this team. How proud are you to see your brother wear the C in the Marino jersey, wear the C once more? Obviously, Jarrett's been a great role model so far this season for this team, and you must be keeping track on him and this team as the year moves forward here.
Yeah, absolutely. I try to follow the games on Twitter as much as I can, or listen in. I'm so proud of him and what he's doing with this team, and they got a special team there from what I saw. They just need to, keep going, and there's always momentum swings throughout the year. But when they find their game, they'll be a dangerous team. As for Jared, I'm just so proud of him and what he's doing, and I can't say enough good things about that kid.
And he leads the team in scoring, something that I don't know if that was expected coming into the year, but where did he get the scoring touch from? Did you teach him some lessons on the side?
Yeah, no, dude, it definitely hasn't got it from me. I think he's always had it, to be honest. He's always been an offensive guy. I think, he's earned his trust and earned his ice time this year and paid his dues, and he's making good on it. He's definitely gifted. I think, me and him talking in the summer expected this from him, and we didn't have any doubts that he couldn't do this. He's a great player when he wants to be, and he's going to continue doing what he's doing, and good things will happen for him.
Lastly, now I want to ask you what the biggest thing you miss from junior hockey is. I know for a lot of guys, it's just the camaraderie that they had with one another, with your teammates. Obviously, you almost bond a little bit of a family bond throughout the course of the year. You're with these guys for 7 months or so. But what's the biggest thing that you miss from playing hockey in West Kelowna and playing junior hockey?
Yeah, I think I miss the people and the relationships I formed, obviously. I got to spend a lot of time there, met a lot of great people. The coaching staff, obviously, I still keep in touch with Rylan and Shane, those guys, and Crosser. Those guys were huge, and they make your life, really good there. Great billets, the Tiptons. So I can't say enough good things about them, too. They gave me everything I needed, never had to worry about anything, and that made my experience there so much better. So definitely the people, and Kelowna in general is a beautiful place, second to none, definitely.
All right. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to join us here, Kyle. Really appreciate it. And best of luck, obviously, this weekend against Lake Superior State and throughout the rest of the year. We'll be following you along from West Kelowna.
Sounds good, Trev. Thanks.